You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso.
I'm Norma Martinez in for Louis Sines today, and in the studio with me is Keith Erickson, the Executive Director of the Centennial Celebration. He's also an Associate Professor with the Department of History here at UTEP, and well, welcome, Keith, to the show. You've been on here before.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here at the start of UTEP's centennial year.
And people have probably heard you with the minor minutes here towards the end of 2013, and you were actually really important in helping me write those out. I would write those up, and you would sort of proofread those to make sure that I had all the information correct. And the information that you have on the centennial celebration that UTEP is now celebrating here in 2014, it's really extensive. And I'm wondering, did you know a lot about the history of UTEP prior to the centennial celebration, or did you sort of end up discovering things about the university as you became familiar with the 100 years anniversary that was coming up and with your appointment as executive director of the celebration?
Yeah, I knew very little before this started. And part of the celebration has been this process of discovery about UTEP's history. And it's really something that we're encouraging everyone to do as part of the celebration. You know, people will call up my office now and say, do you know when our program began? And I'll say, I have no idea when your program began, but let me show you where some resources are. And in the encyclopedia that we have online now, wonderful resources to find the history of all sorts of things over the past 100 years.
And we also have to point out that when the university began 100 years ago, it began as an entirely different institution with an entirely different name. And it wasn't even located on the campus where we are sitting right now, which is sitting on Mesa, on Sun Bowl Drive, at Glory Road. We're all very familiar with the UTEP environment now, but maybe not a lot of people are familiar with its origins back in 1914.
Yeah, one of the things I like to say is that pretty much everything changed about the school in the past 100 years. It was very small. Only males were admitted, an exclusive focus on mining, geology, the mining sciences. And over the past century, it's just grown and flourished. And we see ourselves today a totally different institution. But today we find ourselves really, front and center in what's exciting in higher education. And so it's a great place to be.
And I think there's no better landmark than a century to sort of highlight the history, because the history's always been there. But as far as bringing it to people's attention and enlightening people, I mean, I've gotten calls here from the radio station saying they never knew, for example, that UTEP graduated the first Peace Corps class, or about all the different degree plans that we've had here at the university. So it's, I think, important. It's a nice landmark, I think, to just maybe re-educate people or just enlighten them a little bit about some of the trivia and some of the really rich history that UTEP has.
Yeah, and I think, a celebration provides that opportunity to reflect. So often we're just busy doing our job, and a milestone like this gives us a chance to think about the past and also to think about the future, where we're going to go, what we're going to do. And so that's one of the, I think, the great benefits of a celebration. It's fun. We'll celebrate all year, but it will be a fun time to think about where we've come from and where we want to go.
And these celebrations are not just limited to the UTEP campus. Last week on Focus on Campus, I talked to Maribel Villalba, the director of the Centennial Museum. They're obviously the welcome center for all campus-related UTEP centennial activities. But off campus, there are quite a few events that are centennial-related. And one that's coming up here very soon is this coming Sunday. The El Paso Times is going to start highlighting the centennial history.
That's right. They're going to host a weekly series every Sunday of articles that talk about all sorts of different aspects of UTEP's history and also our present and where we're going. And, it's really exciting that the community's involved. You talked about our history a little bit. One of the things we've discovered is that there's really no way to separate UTEP's history from El Paso's history. They're just thoroughly entwined. And so it's really exciting as we see members of the community say, you know, this isn't just UTEP celebration, this is El Paso's celebration, and we want to have a part. And across the community, people are jumping in to say, we want to be a part of our community celebration.
Well, for example, you take cities like Los Angeles, where they have, you know, countless colleges and universities, and a person may identify with just one of them and not necessarily with all of them. Here, we just have the University of Texas at El Paso, and because a majority of its students are actually from El Paso, I think that's why we feel that special connection with it.
Right, it is. And, you know, you see the pics on vehicles all over town. You see school teachers that are proud alumni, and there's just a great community. And that's really, I don't think the celebration will be complete unless we've really engaged everyone. We can't just have a fence around campus and say, the party's here. It involves the entire community.
Well, what's kind of nice also is that the airport is going to be hosting a centennial exhibit. And so I think that may help enlighten visitors to El Paso about the history of UTEP.
That's right. The airport has been a real great they've been very excited to celebrate with us, putting up some artwork at different places in the terminal. And then next week, this new exhibit right in the lobby, right when you walk in, you'll be able to see our Centennial Plaza, what that will look like when it's completed later this year, and information about the campus and our history.
And that's going to be opening on January the 9th. And I think an important landmark also is that the city of El Paso is going to be recognizing the university's centennial celebration too.
Yeah, that's right. The city council will pass a resolution and acknowledge the celebration, acknowledge the ties between the city and the campus, and really kind of kick us off in the right spirit with the announcement and the participation of the city.
And I think one thing that's very unique about UTEP, and I think that one thing that El Paso really is familiar with, is our unique architecture here. It's Bhutanese, and it was inspired, I guess, by the wife of a dean who saw Bhutanese architecture in a National Geographic article. And when the university relocated to its current location, she suggested that maybe we take on that type of architecture. And I think it was a perfect suggestion because we're the only university campus in the country that has this type of unique architecture. And the community's actually going to have an opportunity to take walking tours of UTEP's Bhutanese architecture.
Yeah, for all year long, we've planned a series of themed walking tours on campus that will just talk about different pieces. You know, the campus is huge. The history is 100 years. There wouldn't never be time to talk about it all. So we're going to take different slices. And this month, we're opening it up with architecture. And so we've got one of the faculty members, Dr. Max Grossman, who's an expert in architecture history and has done research about the Trost family. The Trost architects were involved in carrying out this design. And so all year long, we'll be bringing the expertise of different campus members to bear to tell us a little more about the things that we have right here on campus.
And those tours are going to be Saturdays beginning on January the 18th. And you can call the Centennial Museum for more information. And I believe their number is 747-5565. And, you know, speaking of the architecture, when I was writing up the minor minutes, it was really interesting to read about some of the controversy surrounding the architecture of some of these buildings. And I'm thinking specifically of the geology building, which was, I guess, the original library of the university.
Right. The geology building was one of the first buildings to stray, and it strayed in a major way from the Bhutanese style. And, you know, people were really upset about that. And so I think we invented a new word in the 1990s when the university sort of retrofitted that building. They re-Bhutanized it. That might be the only re-Bhutanized building in the world, but did some work on the facade and on the rooftop to bring it closer into alignment with some of the other buildings on campus.
Funny. I was here at UTEP. I had already graduated at that point, but even when I was attending UTEP, I had never really noticed the difference, that it really did kind of stick out. And I remember when they were retrofitting it in the 90s, I remember all that construction, but I had no idea what it was for until I was reading about the history this year. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. You know, and there are a lot of exciting stories like that all along the way. And so we want to share those kind of stories on these tours and in the museum and in publications and every chance we can get.
Well, we're also highlighting the arts also of the university.
Of course.
And GECU recently held a contest for a pickaxe decoration.
Yeah, so they selected a dozen artists and they have been busily working on these pickaxes. Each artist got the same pickaxe-shaped canvas, and in the next few days, the artists will be bringing those artwork pieces to campus, and we'll be putting them together to unveil them later this month in the Union Gallery.
And the Union Gallery is located in the Union Building East. It's on the second floor here on the UTEP campus. And I think that's really interesting because GECU has had a long-time partnership with UTEP. Is that correct?
They have. You know, and they're a long-time member of the community. And this really gets back to those ties. You know, one of the biggest challenges in going to college is how do you pay for it? And so everybody invariably will encounter a financial institution. And GECU is just been part of that process, and they've been a great part of the celebration.
Well, not just visual arts, but music is also involved here, and most of the community here is aware of the El Paso Pro Musica Chamber Music Festival, and those are concerts that take place in El Paso and Las Cruces at various locations, and the El Paso Museum of Art also hosts these free box lunch concerts, and I understand that some of these free concerts, which take place at noon during the festival, they're going to be highlighting the centennial.
That's right. There'll be two events where they sort of serve up a tribute to UTEP. And, you know, this was really exciting. Filipa Solis came to me and said, you know, we're so excited about the celebration. UTEP is such a big part of what we do. We want to celebrate UTEP and our tie with UTEP. And so they designated one concert, one evening concert, and one afternoon box lunch where they'll just celebrate and showcase the ties between El Paso Pro Musica and the university.
Well, we need to highlight also the fact that all these events we're talking about are just for the month of January. We haven't even touched upon what's happening the rest of the year, but I think that's something that people can learn by going to the Centennial website, which is UTEP100years.com. And since we have a couple of minutes left, I'm curious with your history background and having to do all this research as part of the centennial celebration and your role as executive director, what were some of the more surprising facts you learned about UTEP as you were doing all this research?
Well, I think you mentioned one about the Peace Corps. That's something that a lot of people don't know, that the first class of the Peace Corps to graduate finished here in the summer of 1961. You know, there's another great first that we don't often talk about. Everybody seems to know the 1966 basketball mm-hmm. championship story.
Oh, the Thelma White.
But before that mm-hmm. story, the story that set up that story was 11 years previous when Texas Western College became the first university in Texas to desegregate. It was prompted by a high school student that you named, Thelma White, graduated here in El Paso, applied at Texas Western, applied at what is now NMSU. She was rejected here because we were part of the system, and the system-wide rule was no African Americans. So she brought a lawsuit in federal court, and her lawyer was Thurgood Marshall.
Oh.
And so he was here in El Paso leading the case. And the Board of Regents sort of saw the writing on the wall. Brown versus Board of Education had been ruled the year before. And so the Regents made a quick vote to desegregate only Texas Western. And so we were desegregated, and African Americans enrolled in the fall of 1955. And I think that is really sort of a landmark moment, because you look ahead at the civil rights movement and everything you usually think of comes later. The trouble in Little Rock, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech is going to be almost a decade later. And so this is a really significant part of the story.
And I think it's also interesting that as part of the South, El Paso didn't really see that type of violence that you saw in other parts of the South.
No, you know, and I like to, when I talk about this visually, I like to put up a picture of the African-American students walking onto campus. And I just ask, where are all the armed guards? Where are all the protesters? It's not there. It's just students walking onto campus. And, you know, that was the way it happened. And that's a great part of the story.
Well, again, you can learn more about the Centennial Celebration at UTEP by going to utep100years.com. And we also invite you to visit the UTEP Encyclopedia. You can just Google UTEP Encyclopedia, and you'll be able to find out some really interesting facts about UTEP that you probably had never been aware of. Well, Keith Erickson, thank you so much for coming on Focus on Campus.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Keith Erickson is the Executive Director of the Centennial Celebration at UTEP and an Associate Professor of History at the University of Texas at El Paso. You've been listening to Focus on Campus. For Louis Sines, I'm Norma Martinez.